Now here's Jane to introduce our fourth selection of news stories from around Norfolk.
The post office is being blasted after the closure of a Norwich City Centre branch was announced. And we will hear more about post offices in the next feature. Two animal centres are in difficulties. There is more news in the Lady P saga, while another strong character, known as Granny Canute, has sacrificed her front garden. Tim will start with the Postal Service news.
The post office has been accused of not caring about customers after the closure of a city centre branch. The company closed its branch in the One Stop in Prince of Wales Road on January the 4th after the shop was sold. This has left folk in Thorpe Hamlet having to travel into the city to reach the nearest postal services in Magdalen Street or St Stephen Street. There's been a sharp decline in the number of post offices in recent years. Citizens Advice published a paper in January 2022 which revealed that 206 post offices had closed in the last 2 years, the equivalent of two each week. Norwich has recently seen the closure of Lakenham's post office, a case which prompted involvement from local MP Clive Lewis. A survey conducted by Mr. Lewis found 93% of locals still wanted the service in their area.
An animal attraction has been forced to close due to severe weather. Wyndham alpacas and llamas will be closed for the next few months due to significant rainfall over recent weeks. A statement on social media said, "We have been forced to make this decision due to the awful wet weather that has been killing us. The paddock is currently underwater at the bottom of the paddock and by their shelter. As you can imagine, it is not nice for people attending, but also the animals are getting grumpy and fed up with it too. This is obviously not financially ideal, especially at this time of year, but it is what it is. The attraction hopes to reopen in April or later in the spring. Wyndham Alpacas and Llamas, based at Centrepaws in Barnard's Farm, is home to trained alpacas who can walk with visitors. The alpacas arrived at the farm in 2019, and this is the first time over the last 5 years that the attraction has closed due to poor weather."
Animal shelters across Norfolk are facing unprecedented difficulties in the face of rising costs and overwhelming demand, with owners struggling to afford to keep their pets. The pressures have already seen a number of local organisations close their doors in recent months, further increasing the strain on those that remain. Thousands of animals are now being cared for in shelters, with many sites full to capacity, meaning some creatures have to be turned away and put down. RSPCA West Norfolk, in King's Lynn, has also been overwhelmed by a huge number of animals needing homes and has been at capacity since last April. The centre, once referred to as Norfolk's Battersea Dogs Home, saw a 38% increase in the number of animals rehomed in 2023.
A Norwich court fell foul of data protection laws when it mistakenly sent dozens of confidential papers to a high-profile case defendant. Lady P. Patricia Ramshaw, who is embroiled in an ongoing legal wrangle with the wealthy Cattell family, was erroneously sent more than 40 documents by the Norfolk Combined Courts in June last year. Some of the papers were connected to her own dispute, but they also included psychiatric evaluations, bail conditions, and probation details of people unrelated to her case. After the sex therapist reported the blunder, the Ministry of Justice, who was referred to the Information Commissioner's office for further investigation. Now, the probe has ruled that the court had not complied with its obligations under data protection law when it made the error. However, in a report sent to Lady P, ICO case officer Adam Dean said the Minister of Justice did not need to take any further action as the papers had since been collected.
A woman known as Granny Canute has sacrificed her front garden to save a crumbling coastal car park from being cut off by the sea. Bryony Nearop Redding, 78, has given up the garden of her Beach Road home in Haysborough to let North Norfolk District Council build a new track to access the Clifftop car park near the village's lighthouse. The car park is owned by the District Council and leased to Haysborough Parish Council, which said the car park could soon close if access via Beach Road is cut off by erosion. The council asked me if I would be prepared to sacrifice my garden, Mrs. Nearop Redding, whose Beach Road home is now next in line to be lost to the sea, said. I didn't see any other alternative. I'm sad by it, but it's just one of those things. It's for the greater good of the village. The move comes as plans to build a new car park further inland were given the green light earlier this month. It'll be accessed via a new road off Lighthouse Lane. The scheme will be built in stages, with the new access road built first and the car park after. However, the car park is unlikely to open until the existing one has been rendered unusable by erosion.